This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1949. Can't commit to future plans? How to affirm the relationship in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we get a rare glimpse into Michelle's text message streams. How did she respond when a friend invited her to a concert way in the future at a time when she might be traveling? Listen in today to find out what to do when you can't commit to a far in the future event, but need to maintain the connection.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing well. I've got a bad voice today, but I am on the mic with you. Happy to be here for our listeners.
You are committed.
Oh my gosh, I love our show, so I'm here.
So, Lindsay, I have a question. So, if somebody asks you about something like months in the future, they're trying to plan something or want to know if you'll be able to come to something, does that ever stress you out?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Yeah. Especially because I love to travel and, you know, we travel a lot and I don't want, you know, if you have a big, you stick something right in the middle of when you think you might be traveling, it's really hard to nail that down. But then you don't want to be flaky later and cancel.
Right, right, exactly. So I mean, maybe this isn't a great trait, but I do get a little nervous making plans for like something that's like 3 months from now, 4 months from now, 5 months from now. And for the same reason in this instance that I'm going to talk about, we're hoping to go away a little bit in the summer. Yeah. But we don't have the exact date and I don't know. And I had a situation come up where a friend asked me about going to a concert months and months and months from now, right around the time we might be going away. So I wanted to talk about this on the episode because I think it's a very, you know, common situation people might find themselves in. Like if somebody asks you about something, not just for, you know, tomorrow or next week or something, but in the future, because you might not know if you'll be available or you might know that you won't be available and then, you know, saying that. So we've done other episodes on this type of situation, but this is going to be a really new, cool episode today. We did episode 673 was how to flake out without losing out on the connection. And so definitely go and listen to that. We'll give you some other episodes to listen to later on. So
But what's unique about today's episode, it sounds like we're going to talk about a text message stream that you had today. So guys, you know, let me ask you this, Michelle, first.
as we analyze this text message stream in English that you sent to your friend, a native speaker, is this words that you would have spoken to, or is it unique to text messaging, would you say?
I would say it's I'm reading it now as you asked me that. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's unique to texting, and it's because there's not as much back and forth. You know, in text messaging, you know, if you have to express something, you might like, you know, when you're talking and I'm telling you, like, if you asked me, oh, do you want to go to this concert with me in June? And I was like, oh, Lindsay, yeah, I'm not sure because I might be going away at that time. And then I might
have
stop.
A lot more things you could say, right? Is that what you mean?
Like, right.
You...
Well, no, I mean, it might be, I might wait to hear what you say. I'd say like, oh, really? What are the dates? And then you could say this.
Oh,
and then I'd say
I
like,
see.
Oh, well, and like, and I, but in a text message, sometimes, especially when you feel a little bad, I don't know if you ever get this
yeah.
way, you get a little bit more wordy, you know, like you
yeah.
give, you know, you give the whole explanation because I didn't want to, I don't know. I think in person there would have been maybe less said all in one spot. So,
right.
Yeah. If that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, there's no room for interjection. Yeah,
right.
It's awkward. Text messaging is awkward.
It is. So, yeah. Guys, but today what we're going to do is I'm gonna read you a text message I wrote
cool.
to my friend. So it's not a whole stream, but I'll tell you, like, before I wrote this, she basically said, oh, I got, you know, tickets for this concert. It's in, and I said, like, oh, when is it? And I think she said in May. And I knew, like, I mean, to be quite honest, like, I don't know if I would have wanted to go to that artist's concert, like, anyway. And, like, it's, you know, it's a lot for me to get out. And, like, but I mean, I love my friend. It's not her. But more so, it's that I think we might be planning some kind of trip around then. So,
yeah.
I'm going to read the exact text that I sent to my friend, and we're going to talk about it and, like, what our
okay.
listeners might be able to take from this today. So, should I read it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
okay.
hear it. What'd you say,
all right.
Michelle?
All right, here
Bring
we
us
go.
Into
this
your texting world. Bring us into
my
your
texting world. All right, this is what I said. I said, I wish I could tell you if I could go. Literally today, we were talking about going out of town around this time of year. Obviously not set in stone, but if you have to decide, then I'd probably say I shouldn't book anything. But mm-hmm. I appreciate your thinking of me, and maybe we can find a time to do something else fun.
Oh, nice. I like
Thank
this message.
Do you like
it's
it? You think it was
it's positive.
You think it was good?
Yeah, it doesn't feel rejecting. It doesn't feel like she's been rejected, but it's clear. It's confident. Nice job, Michelle. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's hard. It's, you know, it is hard to express those things, especially because I like my friend. Like, it's not,
of course,
you know.
Of course.
So, guys, I want to analyze it. So let's go through. So, and I think that these are when I looked at this, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the perfect communicator, but from this, I think I could glean, you know, like four basic steps that
okay.
might be useful if you have to write a text message like this.
Okay.
So,
okay, let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So let's analyze it. So what was the first thing?
Okay. So the first thing you did, so in terms of what you did, Michelle,
yes.
you were honest, right?
Right.
So, and which part of your text message stated that? The fact that you were honest, that you really didn't know, like, you know, you were thinking of going away around that time.
Right.
What
so,
did you say?
I mean, the honesty part is kind of like in a lot of different areas,
Everything.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like the whole mm-hmm. thing. The whole thing is just honest.
Yeah.
I said, I wish I could tell you. I mean, I didn't say that I didn't really like the... didn't necessarily want to see the artist anyway, but like, but that's not, I mean, maybe I would have because every once in a
yeah.
while, I don't know. I've done it where
I've spent time
I've
with your friend.
I've also done it where I've gone to... like shows of like musicians that I'm not like huge into, and then it's just a fun time. So like, and then
yeah.
I become a fan actually. So I was kind
right.
of like, if I actually knew I could go, maybe I would have just for fun.
Right.
So anyway, I said, I wish I could tell you if I could go. So that's honest. I'm saying like, I'm not going to give you a complete answer, right now.
Right.
And I said, literally today we were talking about going out of town around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, obviously not set. Oh, so this next part is I gave her a plan.
Okay.
I said, obviously not set in stone, but if you have to decide, then I'd probably say I shouldn't book anything. So
okay.
that's the plan. It's like, I don't know if she needs to decide right now. If she said to me like, oh no, sorry, like I have to buy these tickets now. Like this is like I have to do it. Like, you know, so I'm kind of saying like if you have to decide now, like count me out. But if you have any time to spare, then
Yeah, you're giving her a sense of like what the stakes are and, you know, where you lie. You're being honest. I love it. And it's interesting that you said obviously not, mm-hmm. instead of saying like this is obviously not set in stone or you know, my plans are obviously not set in stone. You just started the sentence with obviously not set in stone. That's very interesting and native, isn't
it? And I think that is very text message.
Texty,
like, I don't know that I would have said, like, I think if I were saying it to you, I might say like, oh, you know, obviously this, like,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
I don't think I would have just said obviously not set in stone. That's like a very text way of saying something.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It's interesting that when we write, we'll drop things like subjects. Mm-hmm. But when we speak, it would sound kind of like caveman English if we did that. Right.
Right. Yeah. It would sound fun. It's so true. That's interesting. So
it is interesting.
I gave her a plan. And then what's the third thing I did?
Okay. You thanked her. Right. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I appreciate your thinking of me. Right. Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I told her I'd like to do something another time. So I said, and maybe we can find a time to do something else fun.
You kind of affirmed the relationship is what you did there. I think that's great. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, you know, we've talked about, you know, things like this before. So yeah, we can give you some other episodes to listen to.
Yeah.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
All right. So, Michelle, what else did we talk about? Where were those episodes that they could listen to?
Okay, so episode 743 is what to say in English if someone invites you out but you already have plans.
And, good one.
And then I put this one in there for some reason. I can't remember why, but it's 1334 was how to organize a birthday party in American culture. I think it's because, you know, inviting people and things like that.
I love it.
But if it's totally random, then you get to enjoy an episode about birthday parties.
This is so good. So where are we going to go next here, Michelle, with this new skill here?
Okay. So again, this skill is more about that long-term future plan. Now, let's say you know for sure that you can't go, right? Like I had an awkward situation where my friend sent me a save the date for his wedding. Like, but I already knew I had a wedding that day and I was the matron of honor. So like, that's hard.
That's so hard.
If you know for sure, especially somebody's wedding and it's like, no, I have to choose this one because like, this is, you know, I mean, and they were both good friends of mine.
Oh gosh. It's so hard. It's bound to happen though, because most people get married in the summer.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And, so many. That's wedding season. And like that, that's the hard one is like so we talked about if maybe you could go, maybe, I don't know. But then if you definitely can't go, it's in the future. It's hard you feel like you're bursting someone's bubble.
Yeah. And it's hard too with weddings because you can't really be a maybe with a wedding. Like you have to be a yes or a no. And like you can't kind of delay responding because the couple needs to know, you know.
Right Exactly. So it's hard to be like, oh, guess what, like my wedding's here, and then it's like, no, I definitely can't go to your wedding. And I mean, what could you say in that situation?
Okay, Michelle, I'm a little lost in our notes here. What could you say?
Good question. You could say, oh, wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ooh, that date. I feel so awful about this, but I'm in my friend's wedding that same day, so I already know I won't be able to make it. I'm so bummed, right? Yeah, I'm giving you examples of things I might say.
Right, and I love at the end, I'm so bummed, right? So you're emphasizing a little bit more that you're really disappointed. Yeah, that's
right,
good.
Right, Right. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you could say. So, like, again, these are things for far in the future. Like, yeah. for my son's birthday, I sent my friend to save the date text. Mm-hmm. And she sent me, I'm sharing another text message. She said, sounds good. We might be going on a trip that weekend, but didn't get the ticket yet. So up in the air.
Again, she dropped the subject. So it's up in the air. So up, she said, so up in the air.
She didn't say it's up in the air. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. Isn't that interesting? Wow. I'm seeing native speakers doing this a lot now in text. And I do it too. It's really interesting.
Yeah. That's why I think it would be good to sometimes bring our text messages on the show. And then you can actually see the real way that we're writing and pick up on these patterns that we already picked up on.
I love it. I love it. So good. All right. So now where are we going to go, Michelle?
Okay. Well, now we're just going to do a couple of role plays. Like, how could you handle these situations? So, guys, again, today's episode, we're sharing text messages. It's kind of like a lot of things in this episode, but we're going through real text messages. We're talking, you know, we picked up on some grammar patterns in text messages, and we're talking about that awkward situation of like asking someone or having to say that you don't think you can go to some future plan and how that feels. So let's just do a couple of role plays. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think we're also like at a core level, we're talking about how to affirm the relationship when you can't commit to something, right, Michelle? I think that's really what this is about. Like, someone invites you to something far in the future. Yeah, you can't be nailed down for that date, right? And you're honest about it. But the thing you're going to do every time is to affirm that you want to spend time with that person.
Right.
Right? That you care about them. That's the most important thing for today.
So this makes me think of my mom. I remember maybe I talked about this before. Her friend sent her a text message if she could do something. And my mom wrote back, or she was going to write back, I can't today, maybe some other time, .. And I was like, Mom, that's not going to cut it. And I went through and I like wrote her the text message and I sent
that's
it because
so funny.
Right. So that's so like that kind of text etiquette here is, you know, you have to like,
oh my gosh,
I don't know why you laughed because it is funny because you could tell that just like, why did you laugh? Why was that funny to
you? It's generational gaps in texting for sure. Yeah. And I think, you know, our parents' generation, they're just not used to using text messages at all.
Yeah.
And I think by saying that, maybe some other time, .. it almost sounds like mysterious or passive aggressive or that she doesn't care, but she doesn't intend it to mean that. But she has to think about how that might come off. But maybe if she's, who is she texting back to?
Somebody her age.
Okay, someone her age. Maybe it's okay. Maybe I think every generation kind of has their own way of texting, right? But I think maybe millennials and Gen Xers, maybe are, I don't know how to explain this, Michelle, but are more like, kind of tend to the relationship a bit more on text.
Right. So guys, when you are, you know, rejecting a plan, just like always be like, oh, maybe, you know,
just
we can
affirm it.
Affirm it. I think that's the main theme. Do we have time for a couple role plays?
Yeah. Let's do a couple real quick. Maybe we won't go through them. We'll just do them and then we'll move on to the takeaway. Here we go.
All right. So this could be for, you know, a text or, you know, we're talking. So because it's a role play, we're talking.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lindsay, save the date. My bridal shower is December 6th. I'd love for you to be there.
Oh, thanks so much, Michelle. Ooh, that date. I might be in Florida. I'm still arranging the plans. I'll keep you posted. I hope I don't have to miss it.
Oh, okay. Let me know.
Yeah, tricky. That's so hard, especially around weddings. Oh my God, you don't want the important people to miss your wedding and people have other plans. That's why we plan so far in advance for our weddings, right?
Yeah, so far. Some people, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, want to do the next one?
Let's do one more. Sure.
Okay. Michelle, would you want to go to this wine festival with me? It's not for a while. October 10th.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Oh no, October 10th? I definitely can't go. I have a wedding that day. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Nice. October wedding. Sounds beautiful.
Yes.
All right. So this is good. So again, affirming the relationship, maintaining it, making sure that the person knows you care about them, that you are disappointed that you can't make it. Mm-hmm. Right, Michelle? Yeah, that's right. Huge. That's huge. Yeah. What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, gosh, we did a lot of things. I think the biggest takeaway is, like Lindsay said, affirm the relationship, right? When you are rejecting plans. Today, we went through real life examples that of things that were a long time away. My friend asking me about a concert that's like 6 months away.
Yeah.
And we went through text messages. So we went through a little bit of the grammar of text messages and how it might be different than if you're talking. But guys, the main thing is, you know, if you have to reject a plan, just be honest, right? Follow the steps that we talked about. But the most important step is to keep affirming that relationship. Talk about the future, maybe doing something else. Say that you're bummed you can't be there. So lots of different ways to do that.
Exactly. As we always say on the show, connection, not perfection. So always go for the human connection, guys. Think about what is the most important thing this person has to feel after this message exchange, right? Like, you know, once we're done texting and we kind of put our phones down, how does that person have to feel, right? That's what you always want to think about, and then find the language to make that happen. And Michelle, by the way, thanks for bringing in your messages. That's very, sure. Very cool. I love that idea. We should do more of this.
Thanks. Yeah, I will. You know what? I feel like I should just go through my text messages and get ideas through that.
Yeah, very cool. All right, very good stuff. Hopefully on our next episode, my voice will be back. So yes. Good stuff all around, Michelle. Feel you better. Have a good day. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.